Welcome to Season 3 of I'll Go If You Go, a Save the Redwoods League podcast. We're building community and illuminating how Californians from all walks of life think about and experience nature and conservation in the Redwoods and beyond. I'll Go If You Go, because when we explore together in community, the experience is all the more powerful. Hey everyone, your host Emily Harwitz here. Whether you're a new listener or an old friend, welcome to Season 3. I'm very excited about this season because it's all about finding or creating your niche in the Redwoods, specifically among folks who don't often see themselves represented in the outdoors. We know that we're out there communing with nature, so this season, we're talking to some amazing guests about how they're fostering belongingness in the outdoors, and ways we can join them in being community too. Last season, we recorded outside with our guests so we could do activities in the field together. This season, we're recording from a little studio we've set up in the downtown San Francisco office of Save the Redwoods League, and sitting down with guests for some intimate chats and quality conversation. Are you ready, kids?
I asked my friend about advice for doing podcasts, and she was like, before you start recording, go blah, 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 a bunch of times to just, like, you know, make sure you're not stuttering, and I didn't do it.
Should we do it right now?
Let's do it right now. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, okay. All right. So how did I get into conservation?
That was Alana Smith, a co-founder of the Northern California chapter of Conservationists of Color, an affinity group for people of color who believe in protecting the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the land we love while creating healthy, thriving communities. Alana is also a geographer, a queer Black woman, a nature explorer, a parks program associate at Save the Redwoods League, which she comes to after a decade of working in parks across the nation as a park ranger with the National Park Service. And there's so much more to Alana's story. Alana, welcome to I'll Go If You Go.
Hey, Emily. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm really honored to be joining for season 3 and first episode.
Really excited to talk with you today. My first question is, how would you describe what you do?
Okay, so I am on the Parks and Public Engagement team here at Save the Redwoods League. And so the main focus of my job is planning and coordinating public access to the league's redwood forests, but then also included in that is, you know, leading education programs, collaborating with community organizations, putting on, different outreach events. And really all of that is done in this framework of equity, super important to me. And, you know, some of the real like highlights and priorities are making communities of color feel welcome in the outdoors, and then also collaborating with our Indigenous partners for land stewardship. So
that's awesome. And how did you get into conservation?
So as a kid growing up, you know, I always loved being in the outdoors. You know, I loved watching those nature shows on TV. And then I also was a Girl Scout, so I was into camping. And I always, you know, wanted to, like, quote unquote, save the environment.
I relate.
Yeah. And so I graduated from college. I studied international studies. That was my degree. And I moved back in with my parents, and I was just trying to find a job. And I was looking for anything. You know, I applied to everything from, you know, like book publishing to like fashion merchandising. Can imagine. Yes. The surprise look on your face. Yes. So I made it through 2 rounds of interviews with Abercrombie and Fitch.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Before the jig was up on that one. So that was not my calling. By chance, I was on the internet and I found this ad for an internship. And it was for a park that I'd grown up going to with my family, the Chattahoochee River National Recreation Area. And it was a park that I didn't even realize.
And where is that?
Oh, that's in Atlanta. Sorry. Yeah.
So you grew up in Atlanta
where I grew up. Yeah. So I'm from Atlanta. And so, yeah, growing up, you know, my family would go walking, you know, around the river. And so there was this little advertisement for an internship. And, you know, looking back on it, that was really like the portal to just like my whole career.
So you got this internship and it ended up being with the National Park Service. And then from that, you went on to being a park ranger. What was it like for you working at the National Park Service and in the outdoors?
Yeah, so many times, you know, people would come up to me and say, wow, you have the best job in the world. And, you know, it's I count myself as really lucky to have been able to hear that as many times as I have. You know, I went to four different national parks total. So starting out at Chattahoochee River National Recreation Area. And then I went down to Virgin Islands National Park. You know, I was there for a total of 5 years. And during that time, I went and did a season at Everglades. And this was after, this was 2017. So it was right after we had a hurricane down in Virgin Islands. And so I spent time at Everglades, and then
I grew up in Miami.
Oh, that's one of my childhood parks. Oh, nice. It's amazing. Like, I was so amazed by all the animals there.
Just like all the sounds.
Yeah. You know, when I first went there, I just looked around. I was like, oh, it's just a bunch of grass. Like, what? But it's not just that. It's the incredible animal life there. You know, such an amazing range. So I really enjoyed my time there. Yeah. And then, you know, my last park was Golden Gate National Recreation Area, which is what brought me out to California, which is why I'm here.
Cool. So one of the other things that you do is working with Conservationists of Color, this group, and I would love to hear more about that group. I know you, in the past year, was it? You recently co-founded the Northern California chapter of Conservationists of Color.
Yeah. So that just happened a couple months ago, actually. And, you know, a little background that actually does tie back into the National Park Service is a key part of my experience with NPS is that, like, as soon as you start working there, you're quickly connected to this kind of extensive network of people that are doing similar work to you. And then people are always moving around, like, every few months or every few years. And soon, you know, people all across the country. And, you know, it's kind of like this big extended family of, you know, your colleagues and friends, mentors, you know, probably a few people you have beef with, you know, all of that. And so it was really difficult to leave for that reason. I left NPS in June, this past June, 2022. And, you know, I felt this impending sense of loss of, you know, the sense of kind of almost disconnect and, you know, already working in a field that, you know, as a Black woman feels, it can feel isolating. And so when I saw an opportunity to kind of rebuild that sort of network, just a couple months ago, I got a chance to go to a work conference. This was in New Orleans, and it was put on by the Land Trust Alliance. So it was people from all around the country who, you know, work for land trusts, work in land stewardship, and, you know, everyone was converging on New Orleans. And it was a great way to meet people. And, you know, every time I walked into a room and I would sit down and introduce myself to the person sitting next to me, and it'd be like, oh, wait, you're from California too? What? You know, yet another California person. We were all over that conference. And, you know, I was thinking it would be such a shame to walk away from this and lose those connections. And then Conservationists of Color, you know, like the national group, they put on a happy hour for Conservationists of Color. And that's where I met my co-lead, Megan Nguyen, who is with Peninsula Open Space Trust. And, you know, luckily, you know, they felt the exact same way that I did. And we both decided, you know, hey, when we get back home, let's go camping. So that's how it got started. And, you know, it's really just about, you know, we want to kind of build out that community.
Yeah, that's awesome. I want to come camping.
Yes, please do.
I'm so curious with this group. I'd love to hear more about the group Conservationists of Color and specifically the Northern California chapter that you recently co-founded.
Yeah. So, you know, what it's all about is, you know, creating a space where we can, you know, support each other and talk about, you know, different challenges that we're experiencing. And then even, you know, maybe finding opportunities to collaborate on, you know, a variety of projects. So we had our first little camp out. This was about a couple months ago. It was soon after we got back from our work conference. And it was Megan and I, and then Andrew from Santa Lucia Conservancy. And, you know, we're sitting around the campfire. We're, you know, demolishing some tasty s'mores. and we're talking about, we got to change this name. We can't be the conservationists because, you know, as a lot of us know now, the conservation movement, you know, has a pretty problematic legacy, you know, with, you know, not just excluding people of color, but, you know, like actively harming Native nations and, you know, like those pesky ties to the eugenics movement, you know. But, you know, our conversation continued. And then we kind of realized that, what this is about is it's about redefining conservation, you know, making conservation inclusive, you know, making it colorful, multilingual, you know, queer, you just all of that, all of it. And so, you know, that's what we're aiming to do. And we're just aiming to kind of be in community with each other for that.
there's a part of it that is from the professional side, like, yes, how do we incorporate this into our work? But also the personal side of what's my lived experience working in this space.
Learning from the experiences of others and their perspectives. And then, you know, also being able to reciprocate and, you know, share some of myself as well. And then, you know, we can all kind of grow together.
So making this something that we all want to be a part of and that we feel included by.
Exactly. So
while doing fun things outdoors.
Yeah.
And connecting with each other and nature. I love that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, what we're hoping to do is keep up doing regular campouts, and they're going to be fun, but also we're going to have like structured programming. So there's going to be facilitated conversations. We want to, you know, have art. We want poetry. You know, we want everyone to have an opportunity to, you know, lead different activities so that it's really, you know, emphasis is on, you know, learning and sharing and growing.
Wow. This is all speaking to me on such a deep level. Yay! I love that. So for listeners who hear all this and are excited to be part of something like this, mm-hmm. how can people join?
Yeah. So don't Google us, because you won't find anything yet, because we're still pretty new and kind of unofficial. But yeah, so we're looking for folks who are working in conservation and, you know, working in land stewardship with, you know, organizing communities outdoors, kind of anything that's at all related to that. And let's see, like email me maybe, asmith@savetheredwoods.org.
Yeah, we'll put that information in Great. The episode description.
Great. Thanks.
So, okay, that's really cool to know. So for people living in Northern California, you're a good point of contact. What about for people who aren't in Northern California?
Yeah, so there are definitely other organizations out there that focus on folks working in environmental fields. But if you don't know of one, you know, that might be a great opportunity to go start one, you know?
Hear that, listeners? Yes. So I want to hear more about your connection with nature. You grew up in Atlanta, land of flowering dogwoods and coral honeysuckles. How did you feel the first time you went to the redwoods?
That's a great question. It also makes me miss springtime in Atlanta. So first time I saw the redwoods, I was very, very cold. So this was back when I was living in Virgin Islands. I went to visit Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. And, you know, I packed shorts because I was thinking, okay, California in June, that was a sensible choice, you know? It snowed overnight. I was camping. Yeah, so woke up and it was just like winter wonderland in June. But it was really amazing because I got to see the biggest trees in the world covered in snow. And that was the first time I ever saw bears. So, you know, there was like snow sprinkled in their fur. So, yeah, it was a really, you know, kind of magical experience. And it feels surreal that a few years later, here I am, not only living in California, but working for an organization that is focused on these trees that mesmerized me those years ago.
So that sounds like a really magical experience. Wow. Yeah. And bears in snow.
Yes.
Our main goal with All Go Few Go is to build community and belonging in the redwoods and the outdoors. And I'm wondering, to you, what does it look like to belong outdoors?
I think for most people, probably the answer to this question is someone strolling down the trail confidently, like knowing exactly what they're doing and with lots of wilderness knowledge. But for me, when I think about this question, I think back to my first solo backpacking trip. Was a couple years ago for my 30th birthday, and I went to Redwood Canyon in Kings Canyon National Park. And I must have been in the parking lot for, it was well over an hour, like stressing out about, oh, I don't have all my stuff together. Is this right? And then I wanted to wait until the parking lot was cleared because I didn't want anyone to witness me walking into the woods looking like such an amateur. And so walking down the trail and things are falling off my backpack, and I didn't sleep that night because I was scared of bears. And, you know, but now I think back to that person. And she belongs outdoors. It's not about having everything figured out. It's about, you know, all shades, all experience levels, you know, just being out there because you want to be and kind of figuring it out. And then overall, I think, you know, as far as what it feels like, you know, I feel like such a peace when I'm out there. And, you know, kind of this realization that it's not us separate from nature, but it's more like, you know, we're all a part of nature. We're part of the outdoors. The outdoors is a part of us. So we belong.
I love that. Beautifully said. I feel that way too when I'm out in nature. Like, what does it feel like to belong as well? When I feel like I'm an animal in my animal body, you know, among these other beings. And I think about that, I have my people community, but I also have my ecological community. And so like when I go into the redwoods, for example, the trees, I do feel these are living beings. And when I start to know their names and learn more about them, they feel like friends.
Family members.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I love that. Nice.
Explore Redwoods is a portal into California's magical coast, redwood, and giant sequoia forest. Visit exploreredwoods.org to learn what's available in more than 100 redwood parks and plan an unforgettable adventure. From hiking and biking trails to camping to swimming holes, this web-based app will get you there. Visit exploreredwoods.org.
So returning to the idea of building community in the outdoors, what's something that's been important to you in your journey thus far?
Something that's been really important to me is being able to learn from others. I think like learning from their experiences, learning from others' perspectives, and then also being able to reciprocate and share some what I have to offer and share my stories. And that's the way that we can kind of like learn and grow together, build that community.
Our closing question is a two-parter. Think back to where you were in life 10 years ago. You had just graduated college and started working as a park intern at Chattahoochee River National Recreation Area. What would you want to tell that younger version of you?
Are you asking like professionally or personally?
Both.
Both.
However you want to answer.
Okay. All right. Well, I would have to say my top thing would be you got to stop chemically straightening your hair, which, you know, that's like a whole other podcast episode. But, you know, that's number one. Took me a while to figure that one out. And then let's see. I would say professionally finding your mentors and, you know, listening to what they tell you, even when your emotions want you to do something else. You know, my mentors have had like a really amazing, you know, influence in my life. So I'm really grateful for them. And then what else? I would say not being afraid to let go. And, you know, I mean that in relation to, you know, place, person, a job, you know, an idea. You know, there's something very freeing about letting go and trying something else, starting new. But at the same time, making sure that you stay connected where it matters and you'll figure out how to do that, I guess. There'll be ups and downs, but things will turn out okay. Because I'm here.
That was really beautiful, Alana.
Oh,
now imagine yourself 10 years from now. What do you hope to see yourself doing?
So I really like this question, Emily, because I don't know, like some people, I very much will catch myself like fast forwarding ahead and like stressing about, you know, the distant future. And my favorite trick to get out of that is, you know, look at the last 10 years and look how many things happened that you could never even have dreamed of happening. So, so it's cool to think about where I might be. I would, let's see, you know, maybe I'm still working for the league and, you know, taking on some new roles and just expanding our mission. I would love to be running like a scholarship program and a mentoring program through Northern California Conservationists of Color, you know. And then, you know, also there's like behind door number two. Maybe I'm living and working internationally for like an environmental organization. That's always been like another kind of dream of mine. But, you know, no matter what I'm doing for, you know, for work or where I'm living, you know, I see myself with like a really intentionally cultivated community of people around me and a really strong system of giving back and lifting others up. And that's important to me. Then, you know, contentedly growing my own food, reading books and, you know, keeping up the learning so that, you know, keep my brain sharp. So just
I
a
love
few
that.
Things.
Beautiful vision.
Yeah. We'll see. It's open.
Yeah. Well, Alana, thank you so much for joining us today on All Good Hugo. I had so much fun talking to you today.
Yay. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed this for sure.
That was Alana Smith, co-founder of the Northern California chapter of Conservationists of Color and Parks Program Associate at Save the Redwoods League. To learn more about how you can join Alana outside, email her at asmith@savetheredwoods.org or check the show notes. I'll go if you go.
Oh, I really do look like an 80s grandpa.
In the best.